Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, SVGEF, Louise Mitchell said, last year, they focused on the stabilization of the Cumberland Nature Trail, and it is now safe for walking again.
A lot of projects that are continuing from last year, as well as we're starting new ones this year as well. So continuing from last year we did the stabilization of the Cumberland Nature Trail. That's the trail that starts inside the valley up by Spring Village in Leawood. And it's a trail that was established by National Parks many years ago, but when we had the 2013 floods, the trail fell into a state of disrepair. But it has now been refurbished by the Environment Fund, and it is now stabilized and safe for walking once more.
Ms. Mitchell said, during this year, they will be installing bridges, bathroom facilities, and other infrastructure on the trail as part of the restoration project.
The second phase of the project we're about to start now would be the actual building of infrastructure on the trail. So we will be installing bridges, we'll be restoring the old washroom facility, and we will also be improving on, there's a site at the entrance to the trail where there was an old gazebo, which again has fallen into disrepair, and we will be repairing that and just clearing around that area, ensuring there's proper space for parking, for buses and so on that bring persons to the trail. So that Cumberland Nature Trail is a very exciting project for the fund. It's a trail where one is basically guaranteed to see a St. Vincent parrot. So it is a beautiful trail, so we're excited to be doing more work on that this year.
Ms. Mitchell said they are looking at establishing a zip line at the Cumberland Nature Trail, but they are first addressing all safety standards that must be in place before they can go forward with this major development.
That is still being looked at, but because of the safety aspects of the zip line, we are doing further studies before determining what type of zip line we would actually be putting in. The project is going to be managed going forward by National Parks, and they're obviously looking to select something that would be easy to run going forward and that wouldn't present any liability to users or to the organization. So there are special safety standards that have to be put in place with the zip line. So further studies are being done about that, but we are going ahead with the other aspects which are simpler, like the bridges and the parrot lookout platform.
Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, SVGEF, Louise Mitchell. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.